You may begin. You may begin.
I hereby call this meeting of the Michigan State University Board of Trustees to order. Our first order of business is approval of the proposed agenda for today. Could I have a motion?
So moved.
Thank you. Second?
Court.
Thank you. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? The agenda is approved. We will next move to public participation. Secretary of the Board, Nakia Barr.
We will now proceed to the public participation portion of the meeting. Each individual who has signed up to speak will have 3 minutes to address the board. Your time will end when the buzzer sounds. Any responses from board members will come during the trustee comment portion of the meeting. We will now hear from Julie Farrell Ovenhouse, followed by Andrea Bird Mahoney. Please activate the first speaker.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You may begin.
Thank you. Thank you for allowing me this opportunity to speak with you. I'm a 91 MSU swim and dive graduate. My credentials include 4-time Big Ten and 2-time NCAA champion, 6-time All-American, and 92 Olympian. I received the MSU Female Athlete of the Year award 3 years and Big Ten Athlete of the Decade. I have to say one of my greatest honors was being awarded the 1990 MSU Sportswoman of the Year. This is an award that's given to a student athlete who combines athletic and academic achievement and demonstrates admirable personal character while generating respect for women's athletics. The reason I'm especially proud of this award is how it reflects how I've grown personally during college. Financially, I never could have attended a 4-year college without the scholarship from MSU. I was a youth with a dream, and the idea of possibly going to college helped me stay on the right track, especially during those difficult teen years. Throughout my college career, I learned so many life lessons, many of which I had no idea I even needed to learn. Just to name a few, discipline, perseverance, even and most importantly during the toughest times, how to fail graciously as a necessary part of growth, and the value of being part of something bigger than myself. I graduated from MSU a very different and better person than when I came in, and I'll be forever thankful for the opportunity to be a Spartan. When I think about MSU eliminating this program, I can't help but think about the impact of this decision on future student athletes that may be coming from a similar background like I did. Right now, there are so many groups banding together to find creative ways to protect these college-level sports. A few examples include 21 different National Coaches Association initiatives, a variety of different coalitions, and the Olympic and Paralympic organization created a sports sustainability think tank. Look, I recognize this is a dollars and cents issue, and difficult decisions have to be made. But please take a minute and look at all the energy, drive, and passion that's pouring in to save our sport. If we're given the chance, I have no doubt we can and will find a solution. My question for each of you, do you want your part in this story to be one of statistical loss? Or do you want to be able to proudly tell your story as playing a critical role in how we found the solution? Each and every one of you have an opportunity to choose. I ask, who will? I trust Spartans will. Please help by giving us a chance to all work together.
Thank you. Next, we will hear from Andrea Bird Mahoney, followed by Michael Balo. Please activate the next speaker.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You may begin.
Hello, Board of Trustees. My name is Andrea Bird Mahoney. I swam for MSU's swimming team from the years of 1991 to 95, and I had the honor of serving as co-captain of the team in 1995. I received the Outstanding Scholar Athlete Award from the MSU Athletic Council, and I was academic all Big Ten. I grew up living 8 minutes from MSU's campus. My father, a professor at MSU, took a job in the Department of Entomology in 1973. And today, at the age of 81, he still teaches an MSU Honors College class to undergraduates. Since 1974, my family has held season tickets to football, basketball, and hockey. I saw Magic Johnson play at Jennison Fieldhouse when I was 5 years old. I was practically raised on this campus. To say that my blood runs green is a gross understatement. After graduating from MSU's College of Communication Arts and Sciences, I have enjoyed a successful career in advertising for over two decades, working at many of the top advertising agencies in the world. And being an expert in the field of brand marketing, let me tell you, image is everything. The MSU brand cannot afford another misstep on the global stage. Call this ongoing stream of objections here what you will, a monthly thorn in your side perhaps. But the truth is, how you decide to go about this matter will be a reflection of where you decide to go with MSU's brand image. Complacency is the death of a brand. Some of the best companies in the world have fallen victim to it. They lacked the creativity and appetite to innovate. They took the easy path, the path of comfort. And in this case, the university's act of complacency is retiring its swimming and diving program. I have a question for the Board of Trustees today. What do you think former President John Hanna would think of your decision to remove Olympic sports? As MSU president serving for 27 years, President John Hanna transformed Michigan State University from a Midwest college to a major world-class university. One of the key factors in this transformation was President Hanna's focus on international development. That was his legacy. I ask you, the Board of Trustees, Athletic Director Beekman, President Stanley, what will your legacy be? At this critical time in the institution's history, the leaders of this university cannot afford to be short-sighted. The decision to eliminate one of the most popular, world-recognized sports from the university must be put into immediate review. We are asking that you work with us to come up with a solution to reinstate the swimming and diving program, a small yet critical step to correcting the brand image of Michigan State University as a diverse global institution. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Next, we will hear from Michael Balo, followed by Meg Gore. Please activate the next speaker.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You may begin.
Thank you and good morning. Thank you. On December 2nd, just 40 days after telling our athletes that their team was cut because the pool was non-regulation, we now know it is a false claim, and because there was, quote, sadly, no possibility to raise money to improve the situation, unquote. The athletic department rolled out its facilities improvement plan for the next 10 to 20 years for every sport but swimming. Hundreds of millions of dollars of new construction and renovations, but nothing for swimming. And even more richly, this plan was in the works for over a year. Yet we are supposed to believe that it would be impossible to raise a few million to fix the outdoor pool and make modest improvements to the indoor pool when the university's athletic department is planning to go to donors for hundreds of million dollars for, among other things, a new football building and improvements to Breslin. This contradiction is backed by a report that is hundreds of pages long and costs the athletic department at least a couple of $100,000 to produce. You can look it up. Talk to Athletic Director Beekman or Assistant Athletic Director Haller. In case you still think that cutting the swim and dive team was a financial decision, the MSU athletic budget ran the following surpluses. In 2015, $404,000. In 2016, $1.1 million. In 2017, $8.5 million. In 2018, $8.2 million. In 2019, $4.4 million, all surpluses. And then rolled $7 million forward into 2019 and 20. This year, even with COVID-19, it should break even. To Athletic Director Beekman, I say, if you want to run in the arms race of the revenue sports in Division I, fine. But it is not okay to sacrifice non-revenue sports in order to do so. To show how corrupting the pursuit of money has become in big-time college athletics, I give you the example of Clemson University. They have made more money through football in recent years than they ever dreamed possible. Yet they recently cut track and field because, quote, they couldn't afford it, unquote. It's a simple track and the athletes wear shoes and a tank top. It's a complete lie. And that is the standard that we are emulating right now. To President Stanley, I say, great harm is being done to some of your best students, and a stain is growing on the honor of this great university. Do not let MSU sacrifice its soul to chase the almighty dollar. Existing trustees, you have been silent for too long. New trustees, please make a thorough review of the facts behind how and why this decision was made to cut swimming and diving be one of your first orders of business. I say to all of you, don't let us down and don't let your students down. Be on the right side of history. Thank you.
Thank you. Next, we will hear from Meg Gore, followed by Alyssa Gorsling. Please activate the next speaker.
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You may begin.
Hello, my name is Meg Gore. I would like to tell you how the decision to eliminate the swimming and diving program has affected my son and our family. My son, Chris Gore, is a freshman swimmer. Chris is nationally ranked, a US Open qualifier, top 118 and under in the world, and a USA Swimming Scholastic All-American. Chris is also an ADHD kid. The structure and physical demands of swimming help him find focus and channel his energy and are integral to his academic success. When Chris was going through the recruiting process, he had options and offers from other schools, all of them with superior facilities to Michigan State. However, Chris fell in love with MSU's holistic program, the family feel, the academic support, and foremost, the tradition of this long-running program. I asked him how he felt about the pool. He said the bottoms of the pool all look the same when you're swimming. So with excitement for his future and trust that the athletic department truly cared about their student athletes, we moved Chris 2,200 miles across the country to continue his academic and athletic career as a Spartan. When the University of Iowa announced the elimination of their swimming and diving program in mid-August, we parents obviously were concerned. Iowa was a Big Ten program with a long and esteemed history. Coach G held a Zoom meeting in which he explained that he'd reached out to AD Beekman and was told that elimination wasn't even a discussion. I recently found out that alumni also reached out to Mr. Beekman when Iowa cut their program. They asked that if cutting the program was ever a consideration, could Mr. Beekman allow the alumni to try to come up with ways to fund the program? They were told thank you for the support and never heard from Mr. Beekman again. What makes this cut the most painful of the hundreds of programs cut this year is the timing of the announcement, which happened 2 weeks before the national letter of intent signing. Rosters have been decided. Scholarships for next year are depleted. This makes it incredibly difficult to transfer for any swimmer or diver who wants to continue their athletic career. I will be honest, Chris loves Michigan State and wants to stay, but we are highly concerned how successful he will be without having swimming to channel his focus. So Chris has reached out to other programs. He has been told time and again that they would love to have him, but their roster is full, or they have a spot for him and really want him on the team, but they've exhausted their scholarships. This decision has put our son facing a very difficult and frankly unfair decision. The worst part, Chris is one of 60 athletes who are all facing similar heartbreaking dilemmas, which have been exacerbated by AD Beekman's dishonesty and the terrible timing. We know that this isn't personal, but the timing of this announcement traps our son in a completely no-win situation, and it makes it feel very personal and is frustrating. Chris's excitement for his first few months at Michigan State, along with our belief that the university truly stood behind its Spartans will mantra, made us feel like Chris had found a new home, one that would take care of him and send him into the world successfully. We felt a door had opened for our son, and now it feels like that door has been slammed shut, and worse, that the administration and leadership do not care. I appreciate the board allowing me the time to speak. I implore you to really understand the long-reaching negative impact of this decision and work collaboratively with the alumni and committee members to find a way to save this program and embrace Spartans will. Go green, and thank you.
Thank you. Next, we will hear from Alyssa Gorsling, followed by Erica Thibodeau. Please activate the next speaker.
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You may begin.
Hello, my name is Alyssa Gorsling, and I'm approaching you today because I am very concerned about the lack of transparency and incohesive nature of the Healing Fund. Over the past few years, I have gotten involved in student campus activism, and I reached out to many survivors and their families. I am here today because, unfortunately, there seemed to be a general consensus among the vast majority of these groups. Survivors are struggling with their claims and are unable to process paperwork to receive compensation. The Healing Fund has been an absolute mess for all involved. Survivors have been struggling to access their just compensation and receive the money they were promised after this university failed them. I am disappointed and exasperated by the lack of leadership and the dereliction of duty by Brianna Scott, who was supposed to be managing this Healing Fund. Through this disaster of a Healing Fund, Brianna Scott has continuously failed to ensure survivors are able to access the retribution they deserve. After selling survivors out to build her own wealth through the Muskegon deal, Brianna Scott has shown she is inadequate and unfit to make decisions to protect students. By taking no measures to streamline the process to access Healing Fund claims, Brianna Scott has shown she is inadequate and unfit to make decisions that help survivors heal. And finally, by running a progressive platform based on reform and holding MSU accountable for the Nassar abuse and then doubling back and hindering an independent investigation to find out the truth, Brianna Scott has shown she is inadequate and unfit to make decisions and fulfill the promises her constituents elected her to do. Trustee Scott has failed survivors, and in doing so, Trustee Scott has failed Michigan State. This Healing Fund she is supposed to oversee is an absolute mess. Nobody deserves the nightmare of abuse Brianna Scott has put these survivors through. So Trustee Scott, I implore you, for once, do the right thing. Resign, save what is left of your legacy, and do the right thing. Put aside your selfish interests and resign because you are unfit to lead. Thank you.
Next, we will, Erica Thibodeau is not present, excuse me. Next, we will hear from Elena Emery, followed by John Edwards. Please activate the next speaker.
Hello.
Yes, we can hear you. You may begin.
Hello, my name is Elena Emery, and I am here today to share my deep frustration with the gross misconduct partaken in by members of this board. I am deeply disappointed in Trustee Scott's decision to obstruct an independent investigation that would reveal the truth and hold the necessary parties responsible for the Nassar abuse. In an astounding show of improperty, Trustee Scott has chosen to leverage her position on this board to catapult herself forward and enrich herself financially at the expense of survivors of sexual assault. I am deeply disheartened by her grotesque actions and cannot fathom how an individual who ran her campaign on reform can turn her back on survivors and students and betray them. Trustee Scott's actions and are reflective of a non-extant moral compass and a deep sense of self-entitlement at the expense of the Michigan State community. However, I'm equally disappointed in Chairwoman Diane Byram's leadership, because despite knowing that Trustee Scott has obstructed justice to line her own pockets and undermine efforts to help struggling survivors move forward, Trustee Byram took it upon herself to appoint Trustee Scott to manage the distribution funds to survivors through the Healing Fund. There is severe moral and ethical misdeeds occurring by the members of this board, and I am asking you as a collective board to hold one another accountable. Too long, I have witnessed many members of this board standing idly by, looking the other way as grave wrongdoing is happening in your own backyards. It is shameful. You were elected to serve the student body. We put our faith in this board, and it has repeatedly let us down. Trustee Scott has engaged in felonious, illegal, and downright unethical behavior. Chairwoman Byram turned a blind eye to this egregious behavior, and the vast majority of this board has remained silent. It is shameful. It is disdainful. It is morally repugnant. To this board, I say to you, do not stand idly by. Do not turn a blind eye to corruption. Hold one another accountable and reconsider your choice in leadership, because Chairperson Byram has failed. To Trustee Scott, I say to you, you have abused and abused your position and have proven to be an unfit leader. Resign. Thank you.
Next, we will hear from John Edwards. Please activate the next speaker.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. You may begin.
Thank you for this opportunity to speak. My wife, Cheryl, is here with me. Our case should be very well known to you. My PhD advisor, history professor Harold Marcus, tried to rape my wife and stalked her for a period of approximately 2 years. He monthly regaled me with his sexual exploits. In 1988, after successfully defending my PhD dissertation, Marcus imposed harsh new requirements. I walked away without my degree after 7 years, four languages, 2 years in the field, 4 years on federal grants. And yet I received no calls from the history department, whatever, to inquire why I had not submitted the final dissertation. I wasn't ABD, I was all but cap and gown. In December of 2017, as part of the Me Too movement, we received email blasts from two MSU presidents that Nassar was a one-off. We wrote, in fact, to assure the university that Nassar was not a one-off, that there had been a culture in the 70s and 80s in which this kind of abuse was endemic. Finally, after a year and a half, in the middle of 2019, we received the findings of the Kroll Report, which vindicated us and revealed that indeed we were not alone when this happened. Thanks, a shout out to Thomas Jechko, a dean, did a remarkable job, made certain that I got my PhD retroactive to 1988, and Marcus's honorific was unanimously excised by a faculty committee. But 3 years into this, there is still no progress toward meaningful reconciliation with the history department. I've been deprived of an academic career. My love of Africa and scholarship persist, but there's absolutely no way to make progress without that reconciliation. Cheryl herself has been forced to give up her dream of a career in Africa. And during the year and a half before Kroll came out, we were victimized, we were marginalized, and we were deprived of relief. For nearly 2 years, the history department, social science, and OIE, well, they did those things. They marginalized us and the rest. The current chair, Ms. Fine, berated me in a phone call in which she was supposed to be apologizing formally for the actions of the department. David Robinson, who'd been on my committee, actually denied that I had defended. And even when he was finally confronted with the forms that he had signed, he still refused to sign off on my dissertation. Another faculty member, Walter Hawthorne, finally, after more than a year, apologized to us, comparing what had happened to us to the Atlantic slave trade. Well, I must tell you, 13 million people died there. What happened to us is nothing compared to the Atlantic slave trade. But not once did anybody here ask the simple question, what can we help you with? How can we help you? What can we do to actually make your life a little bit better? No one asked a question remotely like that. Marcus prevented me from completing my PhD. It was, in essence, an academic fraud. My PhD, which I now have, is worthless without meaningful reconciliation, and we have exhausted all possible avenues in the university. We ask for your help.
Thank you. That concludes public participation.
I want to thank all those who spoke in public participation segment for their input. I will limit my remarks today to simply congratulating and giving a warm Spartan welcome to our new trustees, Pat O'Keefe and Dr. Rima Vassar. We will now move to the election of officers. We will open the floor for nominations for the office of board chair. Are there any nominations for the office of board chair?
Thank you, President Stanley, and Happy New Year to you. It is my honor to make the nomination of Diane Byram as chair of the Board of Trustees for Michigan State University.
Trustee O'Keefe has moved to nominate Diane Byram for the office of board chair. Trustee Byram, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Trustee Byram has accepted the nomination for the office of board chair. Are there any further nominations for board chair? Hearing none, the nominations for the office of board chair are now closed. Secretary Barr will conduct the vote.
We'll now take the vote for the office of board chair. When I call your name, please indicate your support by saying yay or nay, or yes or no. Trustee Byram.
Nakia, do we need a second on that motion?
A second is not required for officer nominations.
Okay, yes.
Trustee Foster.
Yes.
Trustee Kelly.
Yes.
Trustee Kanaki Jefferson.
Yes.
Trustee O'Keefe.
Yes.
Trustee Scott.
Yes.
Trustee Tebay.
Yes.
Trustee Vassar.
Yay.
The vote of 8 yeses and 0 noes.
The board has elected Trustee Diane Byram as its chair. We will now open the floor for nominations for the office of vice chair. Are there any nominations for the office of vice chair?
Good morning, Happy New Year. I would like to nominate Trustee Dan Kelly for vice chair of Michigan State University's Board of Trustees.
Trustee Vassar has moved to nominate Trustee Dan Kelly for the office of Vice Chair. Trustee Kelly, do you accept the nomination?
Yes.
Trustee Kelly has accepted the nomination for the office of Vice Chair. Are there any further nominations for Vice Chair? Hearing none, nominations for the office of Vice Chair are now closed. Secretary Barr will now conduct the vote.
We'll now take the vote. Once again, when I call your name, please indicate your support by saying yes or no. Trustee Byram?
Yes.
Trustee Foster?
Yes.
Trustee Kelly?
Yes.
Trustee Kanaki Jefferson?
Yes.
Trustee O'Keefe?
Yes.
Trustee Scott?
Yes.
Trustee Tebe?
Yes.
Trustee Vassar?
Yay.
With the vote of 8-0. Oh, go ahead. All right,
again, please go ahead.
The vote of 8-0.
The board has elected Trustee Dan Kelly as its vice chair. That concludes the election of officers, and we will now move to trustee comments.
We'll begin with the newly reelected Chair Byram.
Thank you very much. And my comments will be very brief today, but I want to start by welcoming our new colleagues to the board, Dr. Rima Vassar and Pat O'Keefe. So I'm very much excited about being able to get to know you a little bit better. I'm looking forward to us being able to meet in person. It has been since our February 2020 board meeting that this board has had an opportunity to meet together in person, but I'm very much looking forward to working with all of you. And to all of my board colleagues, thank you very much for the trust you have placed in me to serve as your board chair for the next 2 years. It's something I take very seriously. I take it to heart, and I am very excited to the collective work we're all going to do together over the next 2 years to benefit the future of the university. Thank you. This concludes my comments.
Thank you. Next, we will hear from our newly reelected vice chair, Dan Kelly.
Thank you. I would also like to welcome Rima Vassar and Trustee Pat O'Keefe. We have added two very experienced and talented, energetic and enthusiastic board members. So I'm excited about that. I want to congratulate Trustee Byram on her selection as chair. This board went through a very deliberate process. We had a very good meeting amongst all of the board members over the last couple of weeks. We talked about expectations of the chair, and Diane came out of that process as what I believe is the best candidate for chair. And I am fully confident that she'll meet those expectations of what the board has laid out for her. I want to thank the board for the confidence in me as vice chair. I will work as hard as I can to meet with those expectations as well. Finally, I just want to let the public know that I personally am very excited about this new board. It's a very talented board, and I think we really cover the spectrum of what we need to for MSU. So I'm excited about the future. It's going to be maybe a difficult year for a lot of reasons, but I'm very confident that this is the right board for the right time here at MSU. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Next, we will hear from Trustee Foster.
Thank you. I'd also like to welcome our two new board members, Rima Vassar and Pat O'Keefe. You both have a very talented skill set, accomplishments that you bring to the board. And I just want to say that I really sense a new spirit of collaboration amongst the Board of Trustees. I think we're going to be able to work together. We have a lot of issues ahead of us and a lot of challenges. And as we work very diligently to get this campus reopened again, I'm very much excited about working with my new colleagues and my existing colleagues. And I'd like to thank both Dan and Diane for the time you've put in the last 2 years as chair and vice chair of the board. I think you both have done a commendable job. And it takes a lot of time and a lot of energy to serve in those roles. And I'm personally very, very pleased that you're both willing to accept that responsibility again.
Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Kanaki Jefferson.
Thank you. So Welcome to 2021, everyone. I want to also say a special welcome to our newest trustees, Trustee Vassar and O'Keefe. I look forward to working with you in the coming months and years. I also just want to say to the Edwards, in response to their comments this morning, I acknowledge it. I apologize. I am very sorry for what happened to you. I appreciate you telling your story, which I know is hard to do. I take it very seriously. I take continued conversations with all survivors that I have had, including you, very seriously. This informs the questions that I ask, and importantly, the reforms that I continue to advocate for here at Michigan State. I look forward in the coming year to working toward increased transparency and accountability in sexual misconduct and in all areas of governance. And I want to acknowledge that Provost Woodruff has been really wonderful coming in this year to help support these efforts and responsive to the concerns I've raised. And I believe that this board going forward will be working together toward these ends as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee O'Keefe.
Thank you. I want to thank the swimming contingency that discussed the importance of the swimming program to them. I think your comments are insightful and passionate, and not unlike the swimming program members that I have met, you are very articulate and scholars in your own right. And so it's a pleasure to have such a good group associated with the university. And I also want to thank the participants who talked about the Healing Fund. And it's definitely something that I'm interested in learning more about. And thank you for your courage in the statements that you made regarding its effectiveness. I also want to acknowledge Mr. Edwards. Words mean something, but I'm a show me person, and I can appreciate some of your concerns relative to actions of the university relative to words that have been presented. And I know that's a difficult decision, and thank you for your comments today. I also want to address the public, being a newbie to this board, on a couple things. First, as a change agent and a crisis manager by profession, I was interested in the leadership of this board with Ms. Byram and Mr. Kelly. And I'm quite satisfied that as many of the board members have expressed already, that we're gonna have a new direction and a new effort relative to addressing some of the shortfalls that may have been perceived in the past. And I'm excited about their leadership going forward. And I think we'll have a good collaborative year in accomplishing things to move the university forward. By background, for some of you who don't know, I am an accounting grad at Michigan State. I have a master's in finance. I'm interested in the finances of the university. I also, my firm is involved in strategic planning and financial advisory. So those are two things of interest for me as it relates to Michigan State. And I also testify around the country in shareholder disputes regarding governance. So I'm pretty keen on some of the governance issues within the university. And those three areas, finance, strategic planning, and governance, will be my focal point. I'm also interested and ran on the platform relative to the Clery Act in the issue of abuses to students and faculty. I think we've got a long way to go, and I'm hopeful that we can move in a new direction. So thank you, and happy to be on the board.
Trustee Scott.
Thank you. I as well would like to welcome our newest trustees, Trustee O'Keefe and Trustee Vassar. It has been a pleasure getting to know both of you over the past few days and weeks. And I really am just ecstatic about the expertise that each of you are bringing to this board, the experiences that you are bringing, and the passion that you have to correct some of the issues that are present at MSU. And so as has already been articulated, I know you all are gonna do a phenomenal job, and I look forward to working with you both. I would also like to congratulate Trustee Kelly and Trustee Byram for both being reelected to their positions. As has been stated earlier,
clearly, we had a lot of conversations about the role of the board chair and the board vice chair. And I believe that that conversation was very useful in us in progressing forward and what those roles and responsibilities are, so that we're all on the same page and we feel that we are connected and that there's transparency amongst all of us as trustees. And I look forward to some of that transition of how this role will be done this year. So I look forward to working with you both, and I am very happy that you both agreed to continue in your roles. I'd also like to just state briefly that for those with public comment on the swimming team, as has been stated by me in previous meetings, I completely understand where you all are coming from, and it pains me to hear each meeting the things that you all have said and the information you've given about yourselves or how the program has changed your lives. And we do understand the importance that that program has on you all. I do want you to know that you are being heard. Again, I apologize that the decision had to have been made, but I do want you to know that we do appreciate you having the ability to come and speak about something that so passionately concerns you. And for the public, I also want to say that there have been a lot of changes with the Healing Assistance Fund, and I would ask anyone that has questions concerning what those changes are to take a look at the website, which will provide you with all of the information on all of the changes that have taken place over the last year with that fund and the changes that have been implemented based on some of the feedback we've received from previous survivors. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Tebay.
Thank you. I also echo my colleagues in welcoming Trustees O'Keefe and Vassar. We are very excited to have your fresh energy on the board, and I'm looking forward to working collaboratively with both of you. And I'm excited about sort of this board as a whole in our pursuance of making sure that we are working more together and transparently and really ready to roll up our sleeves and work on a lot of the issues that are continuing to happen here at Michigan State. I also would like to acknowledge those speaking on behalf of the Swimming and Dive team, and thank you for your persistence in reaching out to us and also educating us on the program and its history and why it's important to MSU. So continue to send us, you know, what you have, and, you know, I will continue to read it and I hear you, and certainly appreciate all of you reaching out to us. Also, if you are a survivor having issues with the Healing Fund, I urge you to call the customer service number. It is 877-250-6408. If you're having any issues with your claims, there is a customer service number that can help walk you through that issue. And as Trustee Scott had said, we have a lot of changes that have been made on the website from all of the different feedback we have gotten from survivors. But again, if you are having issues with your claim, please reach out to that customer service. There's also an email on our website if you would prefer to use that method. But they are here to help. They are not MSU employees. They are a third-party processor. It is completely confidential. And again, if you have issues, please reach out to them so that we can get those resolved and make sure that you can get your claims taken care of. And lastly, Mr. and Mrs. Edwards, I appreciate you sharing your story with us and know that we hear you and we're very sorry for what you had to endure, but we won't forget what happened to you and we will work to make sure that this never happens to anyone else. And again, I'm very sorry for what you have gone through and hope that it has been resolved. And if not, please reach out and we will see what we can do to help. And with that, I am finished. Thank you.
Thank you. Trustee Vassar.
Good morning again. I appreciate Dr. Edwards coming to talk with us today, and I would like to offer him my sincerest apology as well. And it seems as if this has not been resolved, and so please do reach out to me specifically to find a remedy or a way to assist in your healing. I think that's really important. My heart goes out to you and your wife. It is my honor and delight to serve on this board with my committed colleagues here, students, administration, faculty, staff, and MSU families, our diversity of talents and interests and thought will make our time together a rewarding adventure as we meet new challenges and new ventures together. I look forward to learning, leading, and serving the Michigan State University community, and I appreciate being here today and for the next 8 years.
Thank you. That concludes trustee comments.
Thank you. And so let me add my congratulations for the reelection of Trustee Byram and Trustee Kelly. I look forward again to working with all the board as we move into the new year, and I'm very excited about the new board members and everything we can do together. Is there a motion to adjourn the meeting?
So moved.
Thank you. Second?
Support. Support.
Thank you. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Any abstentions? The meeting is adjourned.